Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to be with you on tonight. I am. Tonight, we are going to talk about your winning potential. I could just give you testimony on how I have been blessed in this week by aligning myself and doing that which the Holy Spirit has been speaking without delay. But it ain't about me tonight. Amen. It's about releasing relevant teaching to our listening audience that you will be able to model that which has been revealed to me so that you as well can win. We are grateful tonight for those who have called in. If at any time you'd like to share, ask a question, have a comment, please press 1 and we'll bring you live. We're also grateful for those who are in the chat room on this evening. I will try to man both as we go along, but please share with friends on Facebook, on Twitter, that we're live now and they want to hear what the governor is releasing regarding your winning potential. So right now, Father, we give you thanks, we give you glory, we give you honor and praise, for this is the day that you've made and we have been rejoicing in it all day long. We thank you, Father, that despite what we have faced, what we have felt, what we have thought, we have now come to a place to prepare ourselves to receive from the Holy Governor, to give us insight and instructions, to give us strategy, clarity, for us to move forward, recognizing that within each of us there is winning potential. We thank you now that every hindrance has been bound, that we will be able to flow effectively. Effectively. Thank you. We give you praise now and count these things done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Your winning potential. When we think back to things that we have learned in, quote-unquote, church, so often we were always being talked at. Talked at. I'm going to say talked at, preached at, shouted at, those things. Releasing a message of stop sinning because you're going to hell, stop sinning because you're not going to give to heaven. Church became so sin conscious, telling us about we need not do versus giving us the insight, the wisdom, and the knowledge that we needed in order to win. We have to understand that the kingdom of heaven reveals to us concepts and strategies to win. But one reason that we've not been able to win, one reason that we've not really embraced this concept is because for many people, we don't really even understand how important we are to God. How valuable we are to God. Realizing that God put intent, each of us. He put purpose in each of us. And he placed us in the earth equipped to fulfill. That's right, say it to yourself. I have been equipped to fulfill. I have been equipped to fulfill. I have winning potential. Go ahead and remind yourself, because I think sometimes we get so caught up in what's taking place in life. We get caught up in what's taking place on the job, in the church, with our relationships, our children, our health, our money. We get so caught up in the things of life that we forget that we have potential to win. That we have been purposed in the earth to answer questions, to utilize strategies, to create models, to answer questions, to make an impact in the earth, because greatness is within us. You know, for a long time, I listened to people talk about grace and God's favor. And sometimes it almost made his grace seem mystical. This is me. It almost seemed mystical. We talked about power, but we didn't embrace power for ourselves. But what we have to understand is that when we are utilizing God's strategy, his strategy, we are unleashing the power and the greatness within us to win. And the first thing we have to do in this is we have to recognize God's empowering grace that's inside of us. In the forefront of your thoughts, God's grace is our power source. God's grace is our power source. His life flowing in you. And because his life is flowing through each of us, we have the ability to tap in to what's flowing through us to build on the potential that exists. And my husband, I'm grateful to God for him. We are mindful, and my husband, he's such a student of the word and a student of understanding the kingdom that he constantly reminds me of the necessity to tap in, to hear what the Holy Governor is speaking all the time, not just when I'm in need, not just when I'm faced with a challenge or a situation, but in every facet of our lives, really relying on the Holy Governor and relying on God's power and his grace within us to triumph over whatever situation we may be facing. And because we recognize, my brothers and sisters, that there's nothing new under the sun, that God, the same things that we see, we hear, we experience now are things that have happened before time and time again. And when God gave strategy, then he gives strategy. Now, strategy may have been tweaked because of, let's say, technology, because of the world finance system, because of everyone's ability to learn and perceive and move about and what they get. Nothing is really new. So when strategy was set in place for us to win, it still exists. How often are you, as a kingdom leader, a kingdom citizen, a Christian, how often are you really looking at your plan to succeed, your plan to win? The Word of God tells us to write the vision and make it plain upon the tablets, such that when men come and read it, they'll be able to grab a hold of what you're speaking or what you're saying and run with it. So that it's not just for me, but it's for me and for everyone that comes behind me. I'm establishing a model and a system so that I can win because of what's inside of me, but also others will have the ability to win as well. And when we learn to rely on the grace of God that exists within us, we don't have to entertain stress. We don't have to entertain worry. We don't have to entertain fear. We can even make this declaration, and this comes out of the kingdom paradigm written by Apostle Julian Young, who is the leader, the one who formed Kingdom Ministerial Association, which consistently pours into us at the empowerment place to help us more, grow more, and become that which God has called us to. But one thing he declares in the book, he says this: God's grace is on the inside of me, and he's already giving me a plan to succeed. God's grace is on the inside of me, and he's already given me a plan to succeed. And by making that declaration, we understand that life and death is in the power of the tongue. When we begin to declare things like this, we're increasing our winning nature, and we're allowing the grace of God to strengthen us. Understand that you can strengthen yourself just by making the declaration. And we look at 2 Peter 3:18. It says, but continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By growing in grace, by declaring the truth of God's word as it relates to us and our ability to win, it increases us. It increases us. It increases our ability to win. You know, I'm talking to y'all about this now, and I'm saying to myself sometimes, God, why did I have to wait to get to this place in life to really get it? Why? And, you know, I would pose that question, and he said, well, at least, Val, you're getting it. There's some people out there that still aren't getting it. They're still relying on traditional religious jargon and religious behavior, and they're not even seeking purpose. They don't understand the momentum that comes behind applying the grace of God to life situations. They don't understand that he had intent when they made them. All they know is to do what's been assigned to them by man and not even interested in what God's plan and his idea was for them. So I am grateful. I am grateful. I'm grateful that I now understand the necessity of having vision. Vision inwardly that will manifest outwardly. I now understand the importance of making sure that I manage my thoughts. Word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so what we are dwelling on, even what we're allowing to come into our gates, those things that we're seeing, those things that we're hearing, those things that we're thinking, those things that we're allowing space in our lives that we're being exposed to, can alter your vision. And then by altering it, if it's not according to God's strategy, but it's being based on what we're being fed from the world system, the Babylonian system, then guess what? We're going to miss something. We're going to miss something. And when we miss it, we get frustrated. Come on, let's just be real. How many times have you been given something from the Holy Governor and you begin to utilize it? Then you mismanage it by opening your mouth and speaking to the wrong people, or you mismanage it by not executing when the Holy Governor tells you to execute. You miss some steps because you were not intentional in doing what was spoken. Come on, we've got the potential within us. God's grace is operating in our lives. We're leaning on the Holy Spirit for guidance. Then we hear what he speaks to us and we don't move. He wants us to live a life of excellence. He wants us to be empowered in everything that we do. But we're missing some stuff. I've got potential. I've got potential. Holy Governor spoke to me this morning earlier, and he said, Valerie, I'm enlarging your capacity. And I said, thank you, sir. Thank you so much for enlarging my capacity. Then I said, Lord, have mercy. Whew, Lord, have mercy. Why? But as he has been speaking to me these last few days, guess what, y'all? My vision grew. I got to go back and write. I got to go back and add. My initial vision still remains, but as the Holy Governor reveals to me how he's growing, and adding to what he originally gave me, my vision changed inwardly, and now my vision is about to change outwardly. Y'all are about to see some things. Y'all about to hear my name. You about to see my face, not because of anything that I was seeking, but because of what he wants to do with me and my willingness to yield to that which the Holy Governor desires. You know, I have dealt with some things in life, and I know that each and every one of you on the line tonight has also dealt with things. And, you know, my thing now is that I really want to grow in God's truth. I really want to be able to go to the next dimension of truth and the next dimension of truth, having a greater understanding of everything the Holy Governor is speaking to me so that I can gain access by faith to the thing that God has for me. How many of you are willing to submit? Submitting to the grace of God. How many are? We understand that by faith we access the unlimited benefits of heaven's throne, and that the key to tapping in to the law of grace is the activation of the law of faith. So what do I need? What are components of me having and tapping into my winning potential? Grace. What else? Faith. What else? Truth. Yielding to the Holy Governor are the things that we need to really exercise and utilize the winning potential that exists within us. And yes, of course, we have got to know who we are in Him. We've got to know how important we are to God. He wants us to live like kings and queens. That's what He wants. And I look at people sometimes who are satisfied with minimal. And they feel like, oh, I'm doing this. I'm doing great. No, you're not. You're just doing. But you're not living up to all that God placed inside of you. You're not operating with the winning potential. You're not educating yourself. Come on. I was in a training earlier last week. And it said, in order to be a leader, you got to be a reader. In order to be a leader, you've got to be a reader. And I was like, whoa, that's good. I mean, it sounds simple. But when you're taking the time to empower yourself through reading, feeding your brain, feeding your spirit, it grows you. So what am I going to do? What am I going to read to increase my winning potential? Oh, there's a whole lot of stuff you could read. You can read your word. That sounds, the Kingdom Paradigm, a blueprint for successful living in the kingdom of God, which is, again, written by Apostle Julian Young, helps you to understand God's kingdom, experience kingdom manifestation, create kingdom paradigm, tap into heavenly influence. This book, along with the word of God, and you yielding to the Holy Spirit, will give you insight and understanding, and it'll make you go, wow, I've been missing something. Now I got it. Because we can recommend to you, maybe you need to read. Maybe you need to listen. Maybe you need to tap in. But until you know within yourself who you are and understand that God has called you to, understand what He purposed you for, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And we find ourselves being disappointed. We start something that doesn't happen. We feel like, oh, this is God said for me to do this, and ooh, I'm not going to go there. All right, okay. Shoot. All right, we're going to skip over that because that was going to take me down another road, and we don't even have time for that conversation tonight. Amen. We can do that again. But what we have to understand when we are going to tap into our winning potential, we have to know, listen to me clear, your purpose is greater than your past. You have within you winning potential. You have within you winning potential. Your purpose is greater than your past. Hold on to your purpose. Write your vision. Be led by the Holy Governor. Exercise faith. Know that you have got grace. Grace to win. Grace to go forward. That you don't have to be plagued by your past failures. You don't have to be plagued with the thoughts of what other people think about you or how they feel about you. But you get to focus on who God says you are. Who God says you are. And because we have winning potential, does it mean that we're going to always get it right the first time? No. But because you understand that you have winning potential, when you fall down, you don't stay down. You get back up. When you try and you think that you're doing everything according to what the governor says and things still don't happen the way that you had imagined they would, you don't give up. You keep plugging along. You keep listening. You keep applying principles. You keep talking and you keep listening. You keep praying. You keep asking him to reveal, what did I miss? What did I miss? What did I overlook? Where did I move too slow? Where did I miss the execution? Ask the questions, because you've got power inside of you to do so much. To do so much. I've shared with my listening audience before, I dealt with fear for a season, a couple seasons, I'll be honest. And I don't think it was that I was afraid of failing. I was actually afraid of succeeding. I was beginning to understand the potential that was inside of me. But because of what was being revealed to me, it seemed bigger than anything that I could do. The platforms were larger than anything I could imagine for myself. I wasn't afraid of really letting God down. I was afraid of letting myself down, because I felt like if I were to go after the greatness that was being revealed to me, then I wouldn't be capable of staying focused and getting done what was being required. But now that my mindset has been renewed, glory to God. My mind has been renewed. My understanding renewed. Now that I've been empowered to understand the techniques and the strategies that have been set in place for me to grow, that all that I went through was not in vain. All that I went through had purpose. And because I recognize now that my purpose is so much greater than my past, I also recognize that my past was necessary. We have several callers on the line this evening. Amen. Please press 1. Share with me your thoughts, your experiences with understanding your winning potential. Maybe some of the things that you've had to go through or experience in order to move forward with the right mindset, putting the past things behind, now moving toward the things that God has called you to and fulfilling your purpose in the earth. Press 1 and I will bring you online and allow you to share. I've got some powerful kingdom voices on the line. Praise God this evening. So feel free. Press 1 if you have something to share. Romans 5:17 reads this way. Those who receive overflowing grace and the free gift of righteousness will reign as kings in life. I'm going to read that to you again. From Romans 5:17, those who receive overflowing grace and the free gift of righteousness will reign as kings in life. And you know, we recall Matthew 6:33 all the time, that we must seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all of the things shall be added unto us. And so here we are again. We're going to utilize kingdom winning potential. We're going to operate in that. We've got to seek the kingdom. We've got to seek his righteousness, which is a free gift. If we receive overflowing grace, we're going to reign as kings and queens in life. We're going to live an abundant life. We're going to win. We are going to win. And I know that a strategy has already been put in place. If you've not been winning, guess what? That can change. First, it changes with you. Have to change the way you see yourself. Have to change the way you recognize how God sees you. Have to change the way you think. Change the way you speak. You have to change your circle of influence. You have to make some changes to get into the place where you recognize the potential that exists within you. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. Because of the righteousness of God, I'm a winner. Because of His grace, I'm a winner. Because of my faith, I'm a winner. Because of the strategies that have been put in place for me, I am a winner. I'm a winner. As I'm speaking this to you all, I am embracing this thing even more. Reminding myself, I also am a winner. And God has been just blessing us at the empowerment place tremendously. Favor of God is being just, oh gosh, being released in such an awesome way. We are forever grateful. We're grateful to each of you who listen in each week. We're grateful to those of you who sow and chew the empowerment place to aid us in staying on the air and reaching the world with relevant kingdom teachings. We're grateful for those of you who take the time and pray for us and encourage us as we continue to do this work, building God's kingdom, making earth look like heaven, cultivating cultures and the seven mountains of influence so that lives would be changed, we would be empowered, and we would win. Amen. We thank you tonight for joining us as time has gone by so very swiftly. We hope that what has been taught tonight is something that you can hold on to that will empower you in the days to come. And again, we encourage you to get this book, The Kingdom Paradigm by Julian Young. It's a tremendous teaching tool to help you understand the kingdom of God and how we are to function in God's kingdom and utilize the winning potential that is within each of us. We will be doing intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. So if you have a prayer request, please find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, that's B-U-R-R-E-L-L. Please inbox your prayer request, and we will gladly intercede on your behalf. As always, we encourage you here at the Empowerment Place to do something every day to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, don't keep it to yourself. Take the responsibility to empower someone else. And again, if you would like to be a blessing to the Empowerment Place, we invite you to go to PayPal. That's www.paypal.me/EMPPLACE. That's paypal.me/EMPPLACE. We thank you in advance for your gifts, for your love, for your prayers. We thank you for being empowered with us. And we ask that you join us again next week for another relevant kingdom teaching. Until then, we love you and we pray for you. God bless and good night.